more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I am Michael Cohen with producer Solomon Martin, and this is 1320 WILS. Still incredibly hot, 88 right now, right here in Lansing. Tonight, we will get the latest on the Gordie Howe International Bridge. There is news regarding the bridge project, that massive project between Windsor and Detroit. Also, we'll hear from an FBI special agent, get his analysis of what occurred in Washington, D.C. with this shooting this morning. But here in Michigan, the big story today is Attorney General Bill Schuette coming out and announcing new and very serious charges against some of the very top officials in Michigan government regarding the Flint water crisis. Melissa Mays is with us, Flint resident and founder of What Are You Fighting For? It's whatareyoufightingfor.com. She is the one to tell us. I mean, she's covered this and looks at the issue more than really probably anyone in Michigan right now. Melissa, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, and I mean, that's because you're personally impacted, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we live through this every single day. Health issues, water quality issues, billing issues, tax issues, every single bit of it, every day, water.
Now, the main thing is he came out today and announced involuntary manslaughter charges against a host of five people, including Nick Lyon, the head of DHHS. Well, what did you think when you heard that?
Well, we were relieved because there are people that have lost their lives. So far, we know that there were 12 people that passed away from Legionnaires and another 177 that passed away from bacterial pneumonia, which could have been misdiagnosed Legionnaires because of the cover-up. So with that, I mean, it's what's needed for those families. I mean, at least a small part is to see some justice and see the people that should have actually looked out for their family members' well-being and their safety and alerted the public, They failed at their duties and then people died. So there has to be justice.
When you see someone like Nick Lyon, though, the head of DHHS, do you think he really knew the details at the time?
Absolutely. I mean, that's his job to know. And when you read through some of the emails and released reports, it was all there. And instead of actually telling people or digging into it more, they did everything they could to just hush it up and push it to the side because, like Eden Wells had said, this could lead to more trouble. So it again shows that the safety and the lives of Flint residents really did not come in first or second or third, for that matter.
Eden Wells is, Dr. Eden Wells is another one facing, but she doesn't face the manslaughter charges, right?
No, hers was after the fact. After that actually started happening, she actually tried to impede more of the Legionnaires' investigation. She actually threatened to cut funding for the people that were testing for Legionella and Legionnaires' disease. So she tried to get in the way further.
Okay, where do you think all this was coming from? The approach that DHHS had at the time.
Well, from what we can see, it's panic, and nobody wanted to go against the governor or the emergency manager. Nobody wanted to go against this plan to switch the water. You know, they did not want to go back to Detroit. And that was referenced many, many times in these emails, is that we have to stick to the plan, we have to stick to the plan, and just ride it out, because it was only supposed to be 18 months.
The other two names that come up facing involuntary manslaughter charges, Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Drinking Water Chief Leanne Schechter-Smith and Water Supervisor Stephen Bush. What was their involvement?
Well, they also knew about it. We actually went to them and we met with them in the governor's office in August of 2015 and sat across from them and told them about the bacteria, about the Legionnaires, about people getting sick and saying their family members had died, and they completely brushed us off, but all the while knowing that these things were actually happening and they had the greater numbers and statistics, but again, just pushed us aside and kept their mouths shut except between each other, and that's, of course, what got them caught was the internal emails.
So you met with the two of them specifically, you're saying?
Yes, we met with them, plus Dennis Muchmore, Harvey Holland, Brad Werfel, and then the treasurer, yeah.
Now, when you say they brushed you off, what do you mean?
Well, I brought in a map that we had collected all the data and lead tests that were up to that point before we brought in Mark Edwards to say this is going on. Plus, here's the bacterial results, here are all the rashes, photos, and a full map of the city to show that this was a problem across the city. And I gave them all copies of this giant map, and they completely pushed us aside and said, no, everything's fine. It's basically in your head. Our reports are that everything is just fine, even though now that we look at the dates and we know, they knew better.
Okay. You're saying at the time during the meeting they already knew that something was wrong?
Yes.
And that's based on the emails?
That's based on the emails and the correspondence back and forth. Mm. And it's devastating. And of course, we haven't lost a family member personally, but knowing this family, they'll never know if this was completely preventable or not. But Legionnaires, I mean, as long as you let people know that it could, you could contract it in the shower through inhaling the bacteria, and we're still running through this today. Now we have several more different types of bacteria being discovered in the shower, and they're still telling us it's safe to shower and bathe.
Hmm. Melissa Mays with us. Find her at whatareyoufightingfor.com. This is 1320 WILS. Also, Flint Water Department Manager, former Department Manager Howard Croft facing these same involuntary manslaughter charges. What did he do, Howard Croft?
That I was a little surprised by, because he had always said to me that I knew more about the water than he did. So I don't know if it was ignorance or if he was playing it off or if he was just simply doing what he was told, just like the switch. But again, everything he did, he had to answer to the emergency manager and former mayor and the governor's office.
Well,
so
what do you
who
mean?
Knows
he,
what
he,
that is.
He said to you that you knew more about the water than he did?
March of 2015, I met him at a community meeting, and he came up to me and asked how things were going and said, to be honest, you know more about this water stuff than I do, and my jaw dropped. So okay. I realized we had our work cut out for us.
Did he? How did he explain saying that to you? I don't understand.
Well, the thing is that the emergency manager had put him in his position. He was a solar panel installer. He was not fit for this job, but he was just put into place, and he was supposed to go along to get along. So when he started asking questions, well, this is what happens.
Okay. And when you see Bill Schuette coming out with these aggressive charges, some attorneys are saying they don't think he'll be able to actually, succeed in prosecuting them on these charges. What do you make of Schuette's approach?
It needs to be done. I mean, the fact that they're still lying to us, and he brought this up today, people are still having problems showering and problems aren't being fixed. People are still being lied to. So everything needs to get straightened out, and it's going to take some very serious charges and punishments, which, of course, is what we're going to wait for to see if anybody actually goes to jail. Mm-hmm. But it needs to be changed. And again, other cities are now popping up at the same issue, so we need to show that there are consequences when you do not do your job properly and when you do not protect the public.
Governor Snyder came out with a statement saying that he does support Director Lyon and Dr. Wells. He says they will remain in place, and he says they're pivotal to Flint's recovery. What was your response?
Both of them have been in the way, especially Dr. Wells, in the conversations that she and I have had. They're in the way of the recovery. She still dismisses what I ask about bacteria, and they are not pivotal. They're not helpful, but it does not surprise me that he's going to stick up for his own appointees. I mean, he handpicked these people, and he's going to try to stick up for them to save his reputation. But again, the fact that other people have been suspended without pay, and these two people get to stay in their job, and their job is to protect public health, I don't see how that's even possible. So it's a huge slap in the face that he even released that.
Okay. I'm trying to understand. So are you saying DHHS is dismissing your concerns about bacteria?
Absolutely. And this is what the residents have been screaming and crying about for quite some time since people started getting very sick. And I myself have had two bacterial respiratory infections so far this year. And the only exposure I have to my water is showering.
Okay. So what does DHHS say about the bacteria issue right now?
The water's just fine, and that they have not come across bacteria. However, they're also not testing for it, so that's how they're not coming across it.
Okay. Is there any pressure for them to do that?
We've been trying, so maybe this will, we can grab onto this and push them and say, look, you guys weren't looking for the Legionnaires, and look, people died. We have several other different dangerous strains of bacteria that scientists have discovered and researchers have discovered in our water, so you need to do something now and learn the lesson from your coworkers. Our health should come first.
What can the state do to resolve the bacteria issue?
Get the pipes out faster and all of them. But also what needs to happen is that the water heaters need to go, because that is where bacteria just grows, the heat. And then they need to look at the phosphorus levels, because phosphoric acid in high levels feeds bacteria. That's what causes, in some cities, those algae blooms in the lakes and ponds. Well, that's what's happening inside of our pipes, except these types of bacteria can be inhaled, and that's exactly how Legionnaires is contracted. So there's just way too many sick people, and they need to stop telling us that it's all in our head and we don't know what we're talking about, because they also said that about the lead and the Legionnaires to begin with, and it turns out, unfortunately, we've been right all along.
Bill Schuette today said that they have attempted to interview the governor. Do you think the governor may face charges himself?
Well, I hope so, because by putting the emergency manager in place, he made it to where he's the only person that the emergency manager answers to. So at the end of the day, yes, you have all the power over our city, but you also have the responsibility over the residents inside that city. And he took away the control of our elected officials. So now that accountability lies on his lap and his alone.
Melissa Mays, she is a Flint resident, and she's the founder of What Are You Fighting For? You can find her at whatareyoufightingfor.com. Melissa Mays, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you again. Have a great day. Yep.